Pyropodium, Noah Rosenthal and Nathan Clark. Nathan's a mechanical engineer with too much time and a wandering spirit. Noah's a pyromaniac with a large backyard and a burning desire to set things on fire. They are both Clevelanders. One day, while sitting around in the garage and playing with propane and fittings, Noah looked at Nathan and said, "Let's build a fire orchestra where a person can control the fire with movement, like a conductor." Nathan scratched his beard, as he often does when his interest is piqued. "What if we use the whole body, and people controlled the fire with dance?" Noah began to tremble with excitement, and they set about to make this thing happen. They pitched the idea to a local arts festival in Cleveland, who gave them a grant to build it. They worked tirelessly. They hacked an Xbox Kinect. They purchased solenoids, dedicated a laptop to the project, scoured for propane tanks, purchased hot water heaters, and a tank to sit it all in, and lo, the Pyropodium was born. Now it's coming to Burning Man.
As a child, I remember blasting music in my room and dancing. And I would dance, but not to the music, but rather as if I was creating the music from the very movement of my limbs and the gyration of my body, envisioning the fantasy of creation and control. Scan forward 30 years. Now I am positioned in front of 15 propane poofers. I am standing on a low wooden platform in front of a tripod. There are no instructions. There is nothing to hold. I move my hand, and the jets respond. Fire blasts upwards 30 feet in front of me. I move my head or my legs or bend or twist or wiggle, and with each movement, there are new bursts of light, the concussions of the detonation, the heat of the flames. An art car nearby provides music, or doesn't. I am my own rhythm. As I move, I learn that I can produce certain responses from the jets based on what my body does.
The artists want people to have the excitement of discovery, the manifestation of fire, and the opportunity to control a fire orchestra without a tool to hold or anything to interact with beyond their own movement. That they may explore a new focus in the movement of their own body. That they may transcend simple movement by realizing that with each physical action is light, fire, and sound, detonation, and sensation, heat. That they may extend their impact by discovering how movement becomes rhythm from the beat of the jets, and the power of dance multiplies again. The artists want to provide an avenue for people to wake up and rediscover their body and movement by simultaneously being empowered to control fire, heat, light, and sound. The Pyropodium is a nondescript platform. From here, participants can control the flame effects coming from 15 vertical pipes, 25 feet in platform. Flame effects range from large prolonged bursts to small staccato jets of varying size, and also provide a rhythmic concussion from the detonation. Participants can move, dance, hoop, or spin poi on the platform. However, there are no instructions, and the participant discovers how interaction on the stage translates into light, heat, and percussion. It is a rediscovery of the body and the act of communication with the artwork. In other words, people can conduct a fire orchestra with nothing more than the movement of their body.